the third week of protests in Egypt, and they're saying it's one of the largest crowds yet that's gathered in Cairo's Tahrir Square, calling yet again for Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak to step down. We're joined live from Cairo by the BBC's Cairo correspondent, John Lyon. Good morning, John, or good afternoon.
Yeah, good idea.
One of the largest crowds gathered in Tahrir Square, which must mean it's enormous. At this point, are the protesters simply refusing to go away until he steps down, or are they trying to flex some muscle here?
Well, it's almost a spontaneous gathering today, and it seems to have been inspired by a television interview given last night by this internet activist, Wael Hanim, who's also a Google executive, a young man, and he was one of the very first people to post on Facebook calling for these protests. He was then held by the government for a number of days and he said mistreated. And he then gave a very emotional interview last night on television. He ended up crying in the interview about the people who lost their lives. And this has inspired, the remarkable thing is, it's inspired a lot of people who hadn't gone to the protest before. I'm seeing people, maybe they're just too scared to, or they hadn't quite been energized until now. Particularly the families. I saw one woman with her young child, and she came up to me and said, "Is it safe to go?" And I hadn't come there yet, but I thought it was dangerous, but I wanted to come and have a look today. And so it's an incredible re-energization of this movement.
Well, first of all, let's hear the voice of Google executive Wael Hanim, who was released yesterday from Egyptian prison. Here he is speaking on Egyptian TV.
First of all, I send my condolences to all the people who were killed. It was a peaceful revolution. We didn't want to do any damage. Don't focus your cameras on me. I'm not a hero. The real heroes are the youth who are behind this revolution. By God's will, we're going to clean this country of this rubbish.
And John Lyon, it appears that he is not ready to speak for the protesters. He said he's not going to be doing any more interviews because he's not ready to be the leader of the movement.
Yeah, despite apparently, 90,000, it's probably more now, posts on one Facebook page calling it for him to be the leader. But he's become, if not the leader, I think the hero. Strange, because obviously other people have been killed and have been called martyrs, but he's been kind of the new hero. I think it was the way he appeared on television, his very kind of straight talking, his emotions that really energized people, and they suddenly began to realize exactly what's at stake. Just at the moment when things seem to be perhaps slightly running into the ground and the government was kind of playing for time and talking about constitutional committees and so on, and people suddenly realize what's really at stake in this whole movement.
So what do you think, how do you think this changes the movement? As you say, it maybe diversifies it to people who were on the fence before. Does it change anything else in terms of demands?
Well, I don't know, really. I mean, how many more people does it take to change the balance, really? Clearly, it gives the initiative, in a way, back to the protesters just when they'd lost it. They're already talking about an even bigger protest on Friday and beginning to think about other tactics, maybe marching on the state television station or maybe even on the presidential palace. Interesting comments, too, because President Mubarak has sort of given his personal assurance that no harm will come to the protesters. The army's already said that. So in a kind of way, that gives them carte blanche to go do whatever they like, so long as they don't sort of cause vandalism. So if they do start marching elsewhere in the city, you know, what are the authorities going to do about it?
John Lyon, the BBC's Cairo correspondent, speaking to us from Cairo, talking about what they're reporting as the largest crowd yet gathered in Tahrir Square in the center of Cairo.